It is 93.4 and this is Auckland's Breeze with Robert and Jeanette, 17 minutes away from 8 on this Friday morning for the school holidays. Yeah.
If you're into brass bands, you might like this, you might be into this. The Waitakere Auckland Brass Band is holding a free concert at the Newlyn RSA this Sunday.
Nice. Hey, Mike Duncan is a 39-year-old geologist. He's in the middle of one heck of an epic journey on foot from Bluff to Cape Reinga. He described it on his website as a solo expedition to traverse the length of New Zealand. That's over 3,000 kilometres straight up the guts of the country.
That's it. And so it's called 3RY, Three Reasons Why. And that is because there are three really important things that are driving Mike forward, literally one foot after the other every single day. So Mike has hit Auckland this week and we managed to catch him for a couple of minutes. And we started by asking him how many days into this epic journey he was.
This is day 161.
Oh my God.
Brother.
And about 2 days ago, we crossed the Auckland Harbour in kayak because part of the challenge was to navigate through and over and around any of the water bodies.
Yeah,
well,
right.
So the rivers and the lakes and things. So
what did you do with Cook Strait, Mike?
That was the one exception. Not from lack of trying, but...
How many Ks are you doing a day?
Probably averaging maybe 25, 30, but it's gone from 10 to 104 was the biggest day.
Mate.
104, that's phenomenal.
We need you to share with everybody why you are doing this to yourself.
It's a charity fundraising project for three reasons: prostate cancer, mental health, and spinal cord injuries. The reasons I chose these is because my father was in a cycling accident and he was paralyzed from the chest down. Then he was diagnosed with prostate cancer, but they couldn't operate because of his spinal cord injuries. So that was a pretty hard hand to be dealt for
him and the family
and then everyone around them. And then I had friends dealing with depression and anxiety, and it just seemed so destructive.
Yeah.
And I just thought, right, something needs to be done to turn this around and make them a positive.
Amazing.
And so I started the project and set a leaving date, and that was it.
You must have met some amazing folk along the way and have so many stories to tell. I read a funny story on your blog. You wrote about this weird scene that unfolded at a cafe at the Botanical Gardens, the couple who decided to have their divorce settlement meeting.
I hope they're not listening to this.
No, they're definitely not. What happened?
So I was just sitting in the Botanical Gardens cafe and a discussion started to get louder and louder, and they were discussing how much they would be taking from the divorce. People around started to pick up on the fact that it was a divorce settlement, and by the time they left, the entire cafe was discussing how much they should have been.
I just want to know who got the cat.
Yeah.
And the lounge suite.
Yeah, the lounge suite. Are you learning anything about yourself from this amazing trek?
Definitely, yes. There's so many things I've learned along the way. One is from people you meet who are just so inspirational. They're doing their own thing. I met a 71-year-old who's doing something similar. He's walking the length of the country, but he's doing it for his 7 grandkids. He wants to do it so they know that they can do anything at any time in their lives. And I just thought, wow, what an amazing thing to do. And then you've got so much time to think all day, every day, because you're just walking. Your brain goes around in a loop until you make decisions on things in life.
Yeah.
So anything you've got nagging or any thoughts that are going around that you can't help but make a decision on them.
What's been your biggest challenge so far?
Yeah, I think for me it was that big day. It was a real mental battle.
Where did you go from and to?
From Palmerston North, east and land a little bit, and then back out to the coast and then up to Whanganui.
Man, that is a long walk.
And most people just jump in the car, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. There has been the odd person that stops and offers you a lift and things, which is lovely, but you have to politely decline.
Mike, at some point you're going to walk up and touch that lighthouse at Cape Reinga, and it's going to be done. How will that moment be for you? What are you going to do the next day?
I think about that moment a lot. To be honest, I don't know what I will do immediately after. I'm not even sure how I'm getting home from Cape Reinga at the moment. So a lot of people have said I should just touch it and turn around and start walking back.
Oh, God, no.
No, I'm not sure if I've got that in me.
When do you expect to be done?
Oh, I reckon about 4 or 5 weeks. There's about 7 water bodies between me and Cape Reinga at the moment. Okay. So I'm at Torpedo Bay in Devonport, so I've just got to figure out how to get through them or around them.
Rob and I leave work at 10 o'clock. We won't tell a soul. We'll just pop on over. Pop you in the car, get you across.
We want to have a chat to you when you get to the end, man.
We do. This is massively gutsy. And you should be supported in every way possible. So what a pleasure to chat. All the very best.
Thank you so much, guys.
What a lovely dude. If you would like to help Mike out and donate to support to the wonderful causes that he's doing this for, spinal cord injuries, prostate cancer and mental health, you can head to his website to find out more. It's 3RYNZ.com. So that's the number 3, letter R, letter Y, NZ.com.